from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Random questions assigned to you. I had trash of the day.
Yep.
That's where we got Mr. Pancake.
Get on your belly, Mr. Pancake.
Yeah, man. So, it's always fun to get to do these fill-ins, shows with you guys, cause I get to kind of put a little bit of spin on like after hours in it, if it will be. And I'm sure yesterday when I sent you the mile long text, you're like, whoa, Dusty, what are you doing? I thought you had to work today. But no, Boston, Fenway, great place. And I'm interested to know, cause I really want to go to Massachusetts. Now, it's not for the reasons that you guys might think. This is where the D-bag minefield of Lee Summit comes out, according to the text line. That's what I'm today. Been rough day for your boy. Been called arrogant.
You've been
called a D-bag.
Attacked.
Been called a gluck-gluck on pasta. It is what it is. But where does Boston or Fenway rank on lists of places to go in the United States? I don't want to be like, well, I'd go to Fiji. Duh. But like, if you could go anywhere in the United States for maybe a sports town, does Boston rank in the top three? You talked yesterday. Its number one bucket list is to go to Fenway, watch a game. Maybe not number one, but it's a bucket list item to go to Fenway, watch a game. There's just so much to do in Boston. I'd love to go to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. I'd love to get a, you know, just a lobster roll every day of my life. I'd love to have the atmosphere of what it is. They say Massachusetts in the fall is gorgeous with the seasons changing. But Boston, I would say, or Fenway is a top two destination sports location for me in general on my bucket list. Number one would be Chicago. I've never been.
The only interest I have is going to Fenway. Other than that, I understand the historical nature of the city of Boston.
Martha's Vineyard?
I don't have much interest in going to, but to Boston.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But other than Fenway, that's the only reason why I would have any interest in going to Boston. I've been to Wrigley, so I want to go to Fenway, right? Two of the more historic venues in all of sports. Mm-hmm. And so Boston for Fenway, sure. And I'm sure I would have a good time in Boston, but it's like, if you're just asking like a list of cities to go to, it's quite a ways down the list. If we're just going sports venue, well, then I would put Fenway. I would also say the Big House, like if we're going college football. I mean, there's a lot of venues down at Augusta for the Masters if we're talking sports venues. But Fenway is very high on the list. I mean, for good reason. I know some people that are going up this weekend just to be mapped it out. There'll be some Royals fans. It's a trip.
Well, it's something you can always look to do because they're always going to play in Boston.
Someone on the text line said they're flying to Boston tonight. Game tomorrow. Hopefully the rain holds off. Can't wait to see Fenway. Yeah,
That's awesome.
It's definitely a good trip. You'll see some Royals fans in the crowd tonight or this weekend. My guess is because Boston's playing well, too. Those aren't cheap tickets.
And this series is a lot to ride on. You know, like, yeah, Boston's never a cheap ticket. I still remember, what was the movie with, the idiot from Late Night Jimmy Fallon. Is it Fever Pitch? where they're like auctioning off tickets at the beginning of the season with season tickets. He's like, don't make me have to give you Royals tickets.
Came out in like 05.
Do you not like Jimmy Fallon either?
I hate Jimmy Fallon.
I don't mind Jimmy Fallon.
I just do. I'm a Kimmel guy.
Do you like any late? Okay, you do like
Leno. I'm not a Kimmel guy.
I loved Letterman, like Kimmel.
I was a Leno guy for a guy for a while.
You hear about this? You hear about this? Look at this. This guy.
I was a Leno guy. Yeah, I don't really watch much of that anymore. But
somebody says San Diego, great town to visit and watch the Padres play. I know it's New York, but Yankee Stadium is still pretty damn cool. Yeah, again, like Royals go to New York. I mean, I want to see that stadium. It looks all go see Monument Park, all that sort of thing. That's a top five, probably.
If you go to see Yankee Stadium, you got to go during a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't go just to do like a tour. I'd want to go with Royals and Yankees. I'd plan it out. That's the great thing about baseball, too, is like, you know, I know there's people out there that have done all 32 parks. You know what's a really good place to go? Rocky Stadium. That place is awesome.
Oh, Denver? Yeah.
That is awesome. Like, that's in a downtown stadium.
And Denver's just a fun... I actually like the city of Denver anyway.
That's great.
Someone brought up San Diego. Well, that one's just not even just baseball. I would just love to go to San Diego. Again, if we're just talking about cities all of a sudden, San Diego's very high on the list of... I've never been, but it's very high on the list of
where would
city.
Pittsburgh Stadium be as a bucket list?
It's on there just because of the skyline backdrop. Right, it's incredible. Yeah, I mean, the way they have the stadium position... That's one of the coolest skylines.
Like June spot where it's warm, you know, it's not, you're not dealing with any of the cooler weather.
Someone says Seattle. I have been to Seattle when the Royals played the Mariners a couple years ago. That's a great ballpark to go to. That's in downtown as well. Not a bad venue.
As you would suspect, the college football fan in me wants to, I would say Tiger Stadium, LSU, night game.
Oh, yeah.
Number one on the bucket list.
I do want to see like an SEC rivalry game at night in the South.
Well,
apparently.
There's been games... loud enough where they've registered on the Richter scale for LSU night games. I think that would be, I think Augusta's easy.
Yeah.
MLB ballpark, I've been to a day game at Wrigley Field. It doesn't get any better than that. Before they had the video screens too,
I haven't been since they've redone it.
That was great. MLB ballparks, I feel like one that in terms of going to a game at would have to be Boston and Fenway. Driven by Fenway, obviously not going to a game.
Yeah.
Allen Fieldhouse, somebody texted in. Yeah, that's it's another bucket list item on.
There's no reason why you shouldn't be in go to a game there. You live 30 minutes away.
I was going to say, in my neck of the woods, I live a half hour.
Yeah, you should go at some point if you haven't.
Drew, I don't know if you know this. You know the Kansas City Chiefs stadium got so loud at one point they got a penalty called on them.
Mm.
Did you know that?
John Elway whined enough.
This is a true story. The referee literally gave the crowd a warning that the crowd was too loud and the quarterback couldn't hear his play calls being sent off, and then they gave him a flag for being too loud.
It's an all-timer.
It's a true story.
Only in the NFL would that happen.
And that's
college football in the SEC? No.
And that was Denver. That was 90s football. That was like, that's why Denver is hated in Kansas City, in case you need some more background filling.
Somebody said the Monaco Grand Prix, that'd be amazing. The money, the people, the scenery. I think it depends on where you're at. If you're on the water, yes. Yeah. If you're in the middle of the city,
but you're there because it's Monaco, not because it's the F1. Like,
yeah, there you could argue that race is not actually the crown jewel of F1 anymore on the calendar.
Crown jewel.
Dusty perked up.
Say no more.
Crown jewel.
He perked up.
See, this is cool too. From the 816, going to Yankee Stadium to see Notre Dame play Army this fall. That would be awesome. Like, see the college.
See,
like,
I want to go to the Army,
hockey.
I want to go to see the Army Navy game.
Ooh,
and they rotated that around. It was at Foxborough this past year. It's in Philly a lot of times. I think it's in DC this coming year. I would love to go see Army Navy. That's just a cool environment.
I'd like to go to Philadelphia and be behind their bench. And when Kansas City beats them, ask Sirianni if he can't hear him now. Can you now, Philly fans? Actually, I would not go to Philly for a Chiefs game.
There's the law, Pancake. Get on your belly.
In the name of the law. Get on your belly, Mr. Pancake. That cop has to get so much scrutiny for his voice.
Get on your belly.
Get on your belly. I got gerbils in my pants, man. I can lay on my back.
We found out there were four hamsters in that gentleman's pants, if you missed it from Trash of the Day. Four.
And he was wearing a leopard leotard?
And his name's Mr. Pancake.
This world is a strange place. Sometimes I'm happy I don't have kids. I'm sure the world's happy there's only one of me. There's probably some people that are mad that there is only one of me. Mr. Pancake. That's where we live in. Field of Dreams game. That'd be fun.
Well, that was neat when the Major League Baseball did that a couple years. They didn't do it this year, I think, because they did the Rickwood Field game for the Negro Leagues.
Oh, yeah.
But when they had what would Kevin Costner walk out again? Like,
that, was awesome. Well, and he still had it. He was strutting it and looking good, shades on.
Baseball's done a great job with the specialty games, as much as there's plenty of issues with Major League Baseball. But when they've had the Negro League tribute game and when they've done the Field of Dreams game, they got to continue. We discussed this earlier in the week about the inventory of games. Like, take advantage of that. Do more of those. You have 162 games for each team. Do some specialty broadcasts.
Is there a Hall of Fame that you guys haven't been to that you would want to go to?
I mean, I've never been to either. I haven't been to Cooperstown or Canton.
Cooperstown is great. I was going to say Cooperstown. I've been to Cooperstown and Canton.
To get to, it's a small town.
Yes.
It's like West Virginia.
Same thing with the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. It's not a small town necessarily, but it's not like Boston or anything like that.
I just want to go to Boston.
Look up flights. Get a flight out, man. You're off at 2. Go ahead. Take a flight out to Boston.
No, I got
today.
Let's go.
I got a playing there this weekend. I got happy hour tonight with a buddy today, and it's in the D-bag minefield of Lee Summit. So
That comment really is sticking with you. You attacked my home. That text is really bugging you. Somebody texted that in like at 11 o'clock today,
and it's 2 hours later,
1 o'clock. And that's the one out of all the texts that hurts you the most.
Someone, I still think that's the biggest. If a girl wants to get into under a guy's skin, you call him a D-bag. You can call me a Richard. You can call me whatever you want. But when some girl looks you dead in the eye and is like, you're a douche, you'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah, that.
Woo,
yeah.
That stings. That one hurt.
PGA Hall of Fame? Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Golf Hall of Fame is really cool, Dusty. Yes.
Golf Hall of Fame.
Yep.
It's a sport.
The World Golf Hall of Fame.
Well, no, it's a sport.
Yeah, it is. And they're athletes. there's...
Ooh, saying I'm still hot about Lee Summitt.
Nikki Glaser under your skin.
Yeah.
In the Hall of Fame, or at the Hall of Fame, Dusty, there's a par 3. They basically made a replica. I think it was of TPC Sawgrass. And it's like a driving range of 50, like, bays. Mm-hmm. And you can...
Babes?
Bays. Oh. B-A-Y-S.
Like, I'm definitely going now. There's 50 babes on a par 3. You hitting that green or no?
There might be some of them out there. Who are watching you swing the club.
That arm has to go long.
You get, there was like a demo of people that give you like a 7, 8, 9, whatever club you want. You can take it and see if you can hit the green. Mm.
I think waste management would be on my bucket list of sporting events.
I've been there.
Great time. You guys
I guarantee
went. It was their Super Bowl week in Phoenix, and that Saturday we went. It was awesome. The weather was perfect, too. Mm. Yeah, that was a ton of fun. You would really enjoy that.
Dusty the Clown from the 816. Nice to have you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.